10.2. It's not such a bad custom.
Thank you, Kevin Edwards, for that short speech. Now, next we have Indira Komandur.
My talk is about arranged marriage. I'm 17. My parents are already starting to look for a husband for me. In a few years, I shall marry a man that they choose. Now, you're probably thinking, that's terrible. How awful. But I don't think so, and I'm going to explain why. Most people confuse arranged marriage with forced marriage. A forced marriage is one where you have no choice. However, when my parents choose a husband for me, if I don't like him, I can tell them, and they will find me another. I have a choice. It's just that my parents do the looking for me. I think that's a good idea. After all, they know who I am. They know me better than I know myself, and I trust them to find a good man who will make me happy. They wouldn't choose a bad man for me to marry, would they? In Britain, though, people just hope to find their marriage partner at work, or in a pub, or at a party. This means it must be hard to meet the right person, I think. Perhaps that's why I see so many unhappy relationships and failed marriages. I would much rather trust my parents to find a husband for me than rely on luck. I think my marriage will have a very good chance of success. So when I say I'm looking forward to my arranged marriage, ask yourself, is it really such a crazy idea?